News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Joe Biden held his first solo press conference since the disastrous debate performance against Donald Trump. His press conference was at the end of the NATO summit. However, even before the conference had started, he had yet another embarrassing gaffe. Have a listen.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
It wasn't his only gaffe of the night, as he addressed rumors Kamala Harris may replace him as the presidential nominee.
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president. So let's start there. Number one, the fact is that the consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once. And I will beat him again.
Interesting, Kant. Getting Kamala Harris's name wrong and getting the president of Ukraine's name wrong. We're joined, or a little earlier, I should say, I caught up with Bob Mulholland, campaign advisor to the Californian Democratic Party. I began by asking Bob how serious those mistakes were in terms of the pressure on Joe Biden.
Oh, I think minor. Trump makes similar mistakes. I think most people in their lives might make a similar mistake. A few months ago, Trump forgot for a while, for a few minutes, his wife's name. But as you just pointed out, 99% of his President Biden's press conference went very well. An extensive conversation on issues from Gaza to Ukraine to Russia to China to the U.S. Inflation rate going down. And remember, President Biden over the last two or three days has met with 30 or 40 leaders. I'm surprised he even remembered some of the names. So I was very pleased because tonight, or Thursday night, was the president went in with very low expectations, given what happened a couple of weeks ago at the debate. And a lot of the stories I see is, you know, the media stories is President Biden did well. And sure, some of them mentioned the gaps and stuff like that. But you'll see those gaps with Trump over the next couple of months also.
Is there not an argument, though, that may be the truth and that may be the reality? But in the world we live in at the moment, the soundbite world, the social media world, it'll be the clips of him getting the two names wrong that will be played, not his expert answers on foreign policy matters, and that's a problem for the Biden campaign.
Well, fortunately, we're running against Trump, who's not well liked. Even after the bad night in the debate, polls out in the last couple of days has it 46, 46, 46, 47. And that is a very telling that, as you just pointed out, people in America hear some of these mistakes by the president. But when it comes right down to it, it's a dead even race. And I think eventually, after both conventions, and obviously the Republican one is next week, and the Democratic one is August 19th, I think the American people then will say, okay, I don't like either one of these guys. Both of them are too old, this, that. But okay, I got to make a decision. And the majority of American people, like they did in 2020, will vote for President Biden.
Do you believe President Biden should then stay in the race? Because I'm seeing, for example, Connecticut Congressman Jim Himes, the top-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, calling on Biden to step down. Two more congressional Democrats also, including Scott Peters of California, saying that the stakes are high and we're on a losing course.
Well, majority of Democrats are either announcing their support for President Biden or haven't announced anything. But as usual in politics, a couple dozen here, a couple dozen in some other will say something. But we the Democrats, have a process. We have 14 million votes for President Biden and Harris. And I'm a Biden delegate, so I'm going to Chicago the week of August 19th. I'll be voting for President Biden and Harris. Now, some Congress member from that no one ever heard of, other than in their maybe district says, oh, we should have another person. Well, I would ask them, then you're supporting Kamala Harris or you're supporting your own governor. We as the Democrats cannot have a convention where there's 22 ballots going through 22 or six or seven candidates. And how about this? If the if President Biden decided not to run and the Democratic delegation decided to nominate a white governor over a black vice president, we, the Democrats, would pay a huge price. So as far as I'm concerned, it's full speed ahead with Biden.
What about the option then of, and this has been mooted, I think, in certain circles, that President Biden would step down as president, Kamala Harris would take over as president, and she would be the candidate in November for the general election?
I have no indication of that. The convention is August 19th, and all indications are it's full speed ahead. Hey, in the meantime, as Trump's doctor in the White House said, called Trump publicly obese, which probably means he's diabetic. Anything could happen with two older men. But in World War II, America was led by a guy with polio. Mm. England, Britain was run by a guy who, at least according to the White House staff, couldn't stop drinking.
He apparently drank a bottle of whiskey a day. I suppose the difference, Bob, is the world, we have multimedia now. We have cameras the whole time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're right. The press kind of never focused on President Roosevelt, in America's case, in a wheelchair. But Americans are growing up used to everything coming forward. So it's not like the media is only showing things that Biden made a mistake. They're also showing, not as much in my opinion, mistakes made by Trump. And the advantage that we have and the Republicans have, once both parties have their nominee, then all the other noise stops. And then it's our guy batting against their guy. And I think our guy will do a better thing. And I tell Democrats, get out on the pitch. Stop staying in the stands complaining. Get out on the pit.
Okay, no, and that's fair. Two very quick questions before I let you go. The money issue, I think this was referred to by George Clooney in his kind of open letter to Joe Biden. Like, is there a danger that money donors will start drying up?
Well, anytime, like for instance, the debate incident, we thought, my immediate thought, money's going to dry up. Well, the next 2 days after the debate, a record amount of money come in for Biden. The good thing about George Clooney, him and his friends already raised $28 million at that event a few weeks ago. So we got George's money. And I think George will come back on once he realizes this is it. These two guys are the two guys.
Last question. What happens if there's another debate and it's a few weeks before the election and Joe Biden has an equally disastrous performance? Is there any way back from that? I mean, that is a potentially huge risk, is it not?
Well, they had debates in 2020. Everything went well. And if there is a second debate in September, I think September 10th, tentatively, if there is such a thing, we go in with low expectation. All President Biden has to do is, I'm President Joe Biden, and this guy's a bum. Thank you very much.
You think he can win in November?
Yes, I do, because of the issue. I'll tell you why. The issue of reproductive rights. No woman, a Republican woman in a poll would say she's voting for Biden. But we have seven states, many of them red states, very Republican, in the last 2 years who voted overwhelmingly for abortion rights, even though in some counties in Kansas, the vote in 2020 for Biden was 15%. That same county voted 40% for abortion rights. And the farmers in that county, the men, are still trying to figure out who the heck voted for abortion. Well, they should look at their wife.
That was Bob Mulholland, campaign advisor to the Californian Democratic Party, talking to me just before we went on air. A funny thing happened in that case, because I don't really agree with Bob, and we were talking about this in the next air, and I think we both feel Joe Biden needs to pull out. But when I was interviewing Bob, I wanted to ask him a question about George Clooney's intervention. I forgot George Clooney's name. I had to say to him, you know, the handsome US actor, Democrat
Putin,
supporter.
Putin, you called him.
And I thought, we can all get names wrong.
True, but I'm not sure that's like with like, because you do not show signs of senility, Shane. However much I slag you about your age, you just simply don't.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
You think he needs.
I think so. I don't think he's equal to the task, unfortunately. I think he's a nice man, but nonetheless.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.